Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
John Muir once wrote, "The clearest way into the capital U universe is through a forest wilderness." When we moved here 25 years ago, I came to believe that Humboldt was a place long on natural beauty, but short on the amenities that gave access to and highlight the natural beauty. The bayfront properties in Eureka were mostly in decay, and Old Town needed a facelift more than a 75-year-old movie star. Lately, I've noticed a number of cars with bumper stickers that say, "I like Eureka." Given the number of homeless people that had been lounging around the 101 corridor, I initially found such a statement brazen, even naive. But with time, I'm beginning to see there are indeed parts of Eureka to like. My changed perspective is due in part to the fact that in recent years, many trails have been opened that give access to the natural beauty right out our back door. This is good news for those who like to walk or bicycle and not worry about being run over by a car. 4 years ago, my wife and I were about to embark on a 100-mile pilgrimage on the Camino de Santiago in northern Spain. Realizing we needed to do some training for such a long hike, we decided to look for a place to hike locally to get into shape. We discovered that the Headwaters Trailhead was only 6 miles from our back door and began hiking along that trail, up Elk River, and into the forest. It didn't take long for us to become enchanted with the river, trees, wildlife, and the portal into the universe, the old-growth redwoods. Here's how I discovered yet another local trail. 3 years ago, we were installing new hardwood floors in our house and had to stay in a local motel south of the Bayshore Mall for several nights while the floors were being finished. During our stay at the motel, I decided to go for a jog each morning and found a new trail right on the bay. It was freshly paved and clean. I was impressed with the beauty of the bay, the seagulls, the other waterfowl. But there were not many bikers or joggers on the trail at the time. Soon after, I found it was called the Hixari Trail, but at the time, the homeless were living right near its north end, and I was reticent to take my wife or grandkids into a place that was filled with refuse and scruffy-looking people. As you may know, the homeless have been moved to better locations, and the trail that used to virtually end at the Palco Marsh is now extended all the way to Arcata and beyond. This creates exciting opportunities for those who love to hike, bike, birdwatch, or just get closer to the bay for a nature fix. Eureka and environs are not likely to become as prosperous as Marin or many other Bay Area counties, but we are rich in outdoor beauty. So get out there and explore the trails. Get nature's good tidings. Whether it's oceans or trees, rivers or butterflies, our county has many splendors. Taking a walk around here is a lot more than just walking. Again, I close with the words of John Muir. In God's wildness lies the hope of the world, the great, fresh, unblighted, unredeemed wilderness. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.